Of course, as soon as I start trying to record, I start coughing. Haven't coughed all day long. Greetings. Greetings, friends and enemies. And like, oh, great one. You gave us one podcast last week. Then you pussied out. Yeah, well, I warned you. I warned you that could happen. You know, I said that I might disappoint you. However, this week, things are going to start looking up. Yes, my friends and my enemies. So right now, as I record this, I am back in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, cleaning out, doing the final exodus from my old apartment, which I am going to miss. It's, man, it's just, it's roomy. It's nice. I really did. I'm not talking about the exterior part. The exterior, you know, when you look out the back window and I see the trash dumpsters across the alley, that part's not really classy. Cappy's house is much more beautifully located. When I look out the window at Cappy's house, I see the lake and I see the beautiful scenery, and you know, it's great. But inside, you know, I got my fireplace and man, I'm just gonna miss it. I'm gonna miss it. I'm also gonna miss the cute girls. Other than that, not gonna miss a lot. I'm working on a photo essay. I'm taking pictures around Fort Collins, and I've been taking a few pictures around Rapid City. So I'm going to do like a photo essay. I don't know if it's going to be like Fort Collins in one and Rapid City in the other, or Fort Collins versus Rapid City or something. But I've been going around Fort Collins taking pictures of all the faggot flags and the fucking diversity shit and the muzzle signs. So this is going to be, in theory, this is going to be just a quick update, but God knows how long I'll actually ramble on. Like TJ Martinell, I will be brief. I was listening to some TJ while driving up here in the $500 pickup truck, which is now coming in close to being the $6 million pickup truck, because I had to put the $500 pickup truck in the shop and do, what was it, about $1,700 worth of work. Then, this is a very long story, very short. I was going to drive a different car back to Fort Collins this time, but that car is having a goddamn problem, so I got to put it in the shop, but there's no way to get it in the shop in time, so I had to drive the $500 pickup truck back to Colorado again, which I didn't want to do simply because it has 200,000 miles on it. I'm trying not to put miles on it, because the other car I have only has 90,000 miles on it. So let's put the miles on that thing. So I brought the $500 pickup truck back, and the $500 pickup truck blew up the fucking radiator. So another $2,000 later, the $500, which is now the, let's see, 70, so 37, so the, what, $4,200 pickup truck is now functioning again. So that happened. It's okay, though, because I have plenty of money to spare. You know, I'm rich and everything, though I don't have any debt. And unlike whatever percentage of Americans it was, I have more than $400 in case of an emergency. I actually have thousands of dollars in case of an emergency. So anyhow, back in the People's Republic. God, it's getting hot in here. It's fucking warm. It is hot. Let me turn on the ceiling fan. I turned off the air conditioner so I could do this podcast. Walking around the house right now. In case you notice, the acoustics are changing. That's because I'm walking around. So yeah, in the kitchen here, I got a little bit of shit left over for cooking and a plate and a bowl and stuff like that. Got all that to get rid of. I got a bunch of booze. I'm stocking up on booze. I got 4 cases of beer so far. How are people retarded? That's a rhetorical question. You don't have to answer it. I know how people are retarded. It's called public education. So the last time I'm in the People's Republic, I go to the brewery and I say, yeah, I would like 2 cases of Summer Bliss beer. And so the chick rings it up and she's like, yeah, that's, you know, $26 or whatever. I'm like, really? That's a really good price. She says, well, wait, when you say a case, what do you mean? I'm like, I mean a case. She's like, you mean a six pack? I'm like, no. A case of beer is 4 6 packs, 24 beers. That's a case. Now, once again, see, I've been in Colorado for the last 20 years. Maybe I'm wrong. You, listening to this podcast, you're not in Colorado. You're in a different place. Am I wrong? Is a case of beer not universally, or at least around the United States, which is the only place that matters, is a case of beer not always, has it not always been 24 fucking beers, otherwise known as 4 6 packs? So I'm having to explain to the bitch, whoa, I'm waving my arm around, and spilling my drink. No, I'm not drunk, but I do have a shot glass full of gin, which I'm spilling on the carpet that is currently my carpet, but will not be my carpet starting the first of next month. Am I wrong? Is there any place in the United States where a case of beer is not 24 fucking cans or 24 fucking bottles? So I go back to the brewery, this time that I'm in Fort Collins, and I say, hey, bitch. I didn't actually say, hey, bitch, but I probably should have. She was not unattractive, but she needed to lose about 40 pounds. I said, hey, I want 2 cases of Summer Bliss beer. And she looked at me, and guess what she asked me? Like, well, what do you mean by a case? Do you mean, I mean 8 6 packs, 2 cases. Why do I have to explain this to people whose job is to fucking sell beer? It's a rhetorical question. You don't have to answer it. I know why I have to explain this to people whose job it is to sell beer. It's called public education. Because our public education system doesn't focus on teaching anything important like, you know, life skills or how many fucking beers are in a case or how to change the oil in your car. It focuses on teaching people that white men are racist, niggers are the fucking pinnacle of civilization, and everybody should fucking worship them because their lives matters, and that being a faggot is normal. So yesterday, Adam Piggott and I recorded the next episode of The Greasy Pole, which, if things go the way they're supposed to go, you're going to hear that on Wednesday. And this is probably the most intellectual and intelligent episode of The Greasy Pole that has ever been recorded. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, great one. Every episode of The Greasy Pole is intellectual and intelligent because you and Adam Piggott are fucking geniuses. You guys are like fucking gods. We're not like having sex with gods, but we are like fucking gods. We're like gods. We're equivalent to gods. And that's true. What you're saying is true. We are amazing. But this one is really good. And as usual, I am now standing in the room that was formerly the office and the recording studio of the Cynical Libertarian Society. There's virtually nothing in here now other than a couple of suitcases and a stack of newspapers I need to read and a very tiny little desk. And of course, the clock. Now you might be wondering, great one, are you going to take the clock to Cappy's house? I think not. I didn't ask Cappy if I could hang the clock on his wall. I don't know if Cappy will like the clock ticking away all the time. So I'm probably not going to take the clock. Let me rephrase that. I'm not going to take the clock, at least not this time. You say, great one, what do you mean not this time? I am going to come back to Fort Collins. Next month, actually, in August, I'm going to be back in Fort Collins for a little while because I am going to be house sitting / pet sitting for a friend of mine. I may have told you that already. Anyhow, so I will be back in Fort Collins. It'll be a lot more relaxing because this time, see, here's the thing. I thought this time I was like, oh, I'm going to come back. I got a week. I'll get shit done. I'll do a little hiking. I'll fuck off a little bit. I'll go talk to some girls. I did go out and do a little bit of girl hunting. I did chat a couple of girls, but for the most part, it's just been me dealing with the bullshit of getting all my stuff out of my apartment and moving, and it really hasn't been fun at all. There hasn't been a whole lot of fun, although, yes, I did play a little bit of Star Wars. So I played a little Star Wars, talked to a couple of girls, took some pictures of the faggot flags. Other than that, it's mostly been, yeah, and then dealing with the truck, having to go to the shop, and yada, 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 so forth and so on. You try getting a fucking vehicle into a good mechanic shop, you know, with 24 hours notice. It's like, yeah, good luck. It's like they're scheduling 2 weeks out. Fortunately, I managed to pull it off by being an asshole. It's something I'm good at. It's something I'm much better at, quite honestly, than Aaron Cleary. Do you guys know Aaron Cleary? Aaron Cleary, assholeconsulting.com. Now, he bills himself as an asshole because he tells people the truth, though he doesn't tell the truth quite as well as the great one does, especially when it comes to things like the women's and the Jews. But he tells a good semblance of the truth, and if you listen to him, most of the time his advice is solid. Don't ask him about music because he doesn't know anything about music. But his advice will get you through life 97.3% of the time. So if you guys, if you got questions like, well, but how do I get the girls? Or, but how do we right the ship? You'll understand that joke. There's probably going to be a lot of comments in this podcast and jokes that you will understand after you listen to The Greasy Pole, which comes out on Wednesday, providing, of course, that I don't fuck anything up and, you know, that the sound file actually recorded and everything like that. So we'll see what happens. Knowing my luck, you know, the thing will have not recorded or something. All right, what was I talking about like seven topics ago? Let's see, this clock. So clock is not going, at least not yet. You know, if I decide I want to take it, I'll ask Cappy if I can put it up. And if he says yes, then I can pick it up when I come back in August. That we talked about. What the fuck? I'm sure I was talking about something. So as usual, whenever I record an episode of The Greasy Pole with Adam Piggott, he informs me of what's going on in my own country because I don't pay attention to the news. Especially about the last 3 weeks, because I've been working my ass off in South Dakota. The company I'm working for up there, we had 9 gigs in 7 days. It was balls to the wall. You know, and they are right now, they're sitting at the point where they could do more work if they had more people. So that part's going good. So I've been balls to the wall with working with them and then down here dealing with everything. So I have not paid any attention at all to current events, which is pretty par for the course for me. So Adam asked me, had I heard about the San Francisco faggot choir thingy? I said, of course, no, I have no idea what's going on. The literally Hitler, the only exposure I've had to the media in about the last 3 weeks is when I went to pick up the $4,200 pickup truck at the shop. They had the newspaper sitting out on the table there in the waiting area. So I looked at the newspaper and I looked at the headline. And you know what the headline says? The headline on the front page says, officials are concerned about the Delta variant. I'm like, oh, look, it's a Wuhan variant. Oh, look, the Wuhan is coming for us. I still suspect that this coming winter here in Colorado, somebody at some point is going to sneeze. And when they sneeze, The women, whose lives revolve around being safe, which is why women have never fucking accomplished anything ever in their existence, because women get up every day and their entire focus is on being safe. Everybody's got to be safe. Got to make sure everyone's safe. And boomers, whose entire focus in life is themselves, so I'm working as normal. I'm working over at Umbrella Corporation because I still work here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. I still actually have two jobs here, even though I'm about to go live in South Dakota. And we're outside doing some shit, and we're on the sidewalk, and we're pushing this thing, and this fucking boomer on his fucking tricycle, and no, I'm not making this up, tricycle. For those of you who don't live in cities where there's a lot of bicyclists, this is a thing now. You know what a recumbent bike is, right? It's the bike where you're sitting down and your feet are out in front of you and you pedal, which, yes, they are more efficient than normal bikes. That's absolutely true. But there's also recumbent tricycles for adults. By adults, I mean boomers who aren't really adults, but then they're also not really people. This fucking boomer on his fucking tricycle comes down the fucking sidewalk and almost hits us. And the faggot that I'm working with at Umbrella Corporation, because I give the boomer like a dirty look, and you know, he goes zipping by, and I'm like, you know, I mutter something under my breath like boomers should all be exterminated, or you know, whatever, some universal truth that all of us are perfectly aware of. And this faggot that I'm working with, you know, so it starts making these excuses for him. Well, he didn't see us. I'm like, no, he shouldn't be riding his bicycle on the sidewalk. There's a road right over there. Your bicycle goes on the fucking road. You know, if you're 8 years old and you're riding your bike on the sidewalk, that's acceptable. If you're 4 years old and you're riding your bike on the sidewalk, that's acceptable. If you're 12 years old, you're riding your bike on the sidewalk, now we're getting into the questionable territory. Okay, by the time you're 12 years old, you should have graduated to riding your bike on the fucking road. So once again, though, run in with a boomer. I'm on the clock. I'm wearing a company t-shirt. I can't fucking kick. Because he's down there on the ground in his recumbent tricycle. He's at a perfect height that I could have just fucking kicked his teeth in. But no, I gotta fucking control myself. Why? Why do the boomers never piss me off? Okay, because I'm not around the boomers, that's why. Because when I'm on my time, I don't go any place where boomers would be. So there's that. All right, so anyway, Adam Piggott. Oh, so anyway, yeah, Delta variant. See, we've got the parentheses are all open now. The Delta variant. It's the first time this winter somebody sneezes, the women and the boomers are all going to shit themselves, and Colorado's going to go right back into fucking 15 days to flatten the curve. Not that, I mean, it's almost, my God, it's almost out of 15 days to flatten the curve. Like the bar, the brewery that I went to get this beer where nobody knows what the fuck a case of beer is, they have finally reopened the indoor bar. You don't have to sit outside 6 feet apart anymore. This is like in the last month that they've finally been able to let people back into the goddamn building. Jesus, it's just so fucking annoying around here. I am really happy to be getting the fuck out of Fort Collins because I think, as Adam and I discuss, I mean, the ship cannot be righted, even though people who read Adam's website leave the comment, but Adam, how can we right the ship? But Cappy, how do I get the girls? Oh my God, I just had a great idea. I can't tell you what it is because somebody might beat me to it. Hang on, I have to write this down because I will forget otherwise because I have a brain like a sieve. Oh my God, I'm totally going to do this. Oh, I am so gonna do this. All right, all right, all right. Oh boy, I am a genius. All right. Anyhow, Delta variant, shutdown, Wuhan, current events. Oh yeah, faggots. Faggot choir. So Adam was telling me, well, there was this faggot choir in Los Angeles. I think it was Los Angeles. They put up a video of them singing about how they were going to indoctrinate people's children to be homosexuals, and then subsequently had to take it down. And so we have a little discussion about that. But I looked it up. I Googled for, you know, like San Francisco choir, gay, whatever, and didn't find the video itself, but I found articles about it. And so, yeah, it's a bunch of faggots singing about how they're going to indoctrinate your children. And yeah, that's what they're going to do. I don't think this is news to anyone who listens to this podcast, but yes, that, because I've talked about this number of times before. But yeah, this is how homosexuals reproduce. But I just want to go through this because we talk about this. And there's one other thing that we talk about in the greasy pole that I want to elaborate on. And that's really the whole point of this podcast, me babbling a little bit about getting out of the apartment and updating you guys on things and preparing you for the brilliance that you're going to hear. Because here's the thing. There's many things. Here's one of the things. Now, you have heard me, the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 16 years, who is right, who has always been right, who will always be right, who has never been wrong. You've heard me talking about how much I miss TJ Martinell and Adam Piggott podcasting. Not together, because they haven't done anything together, because they're not gay. Well, all right, actually, in Adam's case, that's kind of questionable, because he certainly knows a lot about what's going on in the homosexual world. But I have commented upon their lack of podcasting and how I miss their podcast. Now, of course, TJ, he's gotten his shit together, and he started podcasting again. And I actually listened to some TJ while I was driving from South Dakota back to Colorado. Some very good stuff. And I got a few more of his queued up for the drive back, so it's very enjoyable. But I will say this. TJ did a podcast episode where he interviewed some woman. Adam and I actually talk about this too in the upcoming episode. And I listened to it because I'm like, okay, I'm gonna listen to this and see what happens. But I don't give a flying goddamn fuck about the opinion of a woman when it comes to politics, economics, sociology, philosophy, theology, religion, any of this stuff. And I don't give a shit who, you know, it's some like conservathought fucking housewife with the fucking website, you know, who is attention whoring on the internet. And yes, all women are like that. Here's another on this same vein. There's that fucking, all right, one of my favorite faggots. What's his name? Anthony Dream Johnson, who one of my readers sent me an email and said that he thinks Anthony Dream Johnson is a Jew. I don't know. I haven't confirmed that. Yes or no. I don't. But that would explain a lot. But it doesn't matter if he's a Jew or not. He's definitely a faggot. So he's got his YouTube channel, right? And I have it in my RSS feed because occasionally there is somebody on the channel that I have some respect for and I want to listen to. Most of the content on the channel is garbage. But like it's occasionally. So anyway, I'm going through the feed. And I'm going through the feed from the oldest to the newest. So I see this video where Anthony Dream Johnson, homosexual is interviewing some fucking woman. So my thing is, all right, is she at least hot? Is she at least physically attractive? To jump ahead, spoiler, no, she isn't. All right, but so I click on the fucking video, I play the video, and Anthony Fag Johnson comes on. He says, you know, this is a channel for men, and I don't have women on here, but this is the one woman that I would allow. And I'm like, I'm rolling my eyes because, you know, here, well, you know, there's for men, but we, and this is, if you've been around here for a while, you know the longest podcast I've ever done was over 4 hours long, and it's when I lost my shit at Dave Cullen for talking about how the red pill movement needs more fucking women in it. I am so fucking sick of men who claim to be red-pilled or black-pilled or white-pilled or any kind of non-blue-pilled or even just claim to be men who then subsequently go forth and get the opinions of women. And I am kind of, you know, yeah, I am kind of dissing TJ Martinell here for allowing a fucking broad on his podcast. Here's one thing I can guarantee you, you will never hear on the fucking podcast that I put out. You will never hear a fucking woman. Unless we're talking about hair color or nail polish or how to suck a dick, although I could get Anthony Dream Johnson to come on and talk about how to suck a dick because I bet he's an expert on that. But unless we're talking about some shit like that, you're never going to hear the voice of a woman on this podcast. I'm dead serious about this. These three things I'm going to talk about, I'm dead fucking serious about this. I do not fucking care about the opinions of any fucking woman when it comes to politics, economics, religion, sociology, theology, ideology, auto mechanics. Now, just shut up. And when I turn on a podcast, no matter how much I respect the person, like our good friend, Mr. TJ Martinell, you know, when I'm going to interview a woman, my eyes just roll. I'm like, TJ, are you this desperate for people to listen? I mean, like, I'm not trying to insult TJ. I love TJ to death. I mean, I've never talked to TJ. I've never met TJ, but I love the guy to death, have a lot of respect for him. But get the fucking women off your podcast. Stop fuck this whole, like I said, with the Dave Cullen coming, well, we need more women in the red pill movement. Yes, we need women in the red pill movement to shut their fucking mouths and make babies. Oh, that's sexist. No, motherfucker, that's what women do. I know you don't believe in evolution. Women did not evolve, you know, having careers and giving speeches about red pill topics. When women were evolving, their purpose was to fucking spit out babies and raise the kids. That's what they do. Women do not have brains that are designed to be, or evolved rather, to be, or even designed to fucking understand concepts like, for example, the supply chain, right? This is why women think the vaccines are free. They're free. The vaccines just fall from the sky. They're free. I just don't fucking care about any woman's opinion. So Anthony Faggot Dick Sucking Johnson, you know, comes up, this is the only woman, and it's the interview with the woman, and she's old. Great. So I'm going up the feed, and then here's another video with a different woman. And I scroll up the feed some more, and here's another video with a third woman. It's like, okay, so you claim that you're the president of the manosphere, and you claim that you're straight, and you claim that your channel is producing content for men. Why do I see three videos in the last 2 weeks that have women in them? Because I don't care about women's fucking opinions. So that's topic number one. If you're a man, don't let a fucking woman on your show. End of discussion. I don't give a shit who she is. No, she's not a fucking conservative thought. No, no one gives a shit. No, she's not a unicorn. No, I don't give a shit that she's a fucking housewife with three kids. She's whoring on the goddamn internet, and she hasn't betrayed her husband yet. The key word is yet. So that was topic number one. I have actually forgotten what topic number two was. What the fuck was topic number two? You know, a smart person would make notes before doing a podcast. Homosexuals. That was topic number two. Okay, let's go through this again. Maybe, so this is for, if it's the first time, I'm just going to be succinct. I'm going to be succinct. Okay, here's how this works. Soldier, World War II, D-Day, they land on the beach, okay? They're out there, they're on the beach, there's gunfire, there's shells coming down. They see a shell hits, three of their friends get blown up. One of their friends, his blood like splatters across the guy's face. He goes through all this stuff and he gets what used to be called shell-shocked, which is now called PTSD. George Carlin did a great bit where he talks about how, you know, PTSD and blah, blah. If we just called it shell-shocked, maybe people would take it a little more seriously because PTSD just sounds so faggotified. So anyway, I'm going to attempt, because he's right, and I'm going to attempt to stop using the term PTSD and just call it what it is. They're shell-shocked. So these soldiers, they hit the beach, they become shell-shocked. And it fucks up the neurochemistry in their brain. Now, this isn't their fault. They're not bad people. And this isn't a disease. And it's not genetic. And they weren't born this way. This is a alteration of the neurochemistry of their brain, which is a result of conditions that happened to them. Homosexuals. Once again, let me go through this. Yes, all homosexuals are like that. No, there are no unicorns. Homosexual men, this is men, okay, women, let's get this out of the way. There are no lesbians because all women are bisexual. Yes, all women are bisexual. No, you do not know this one unicorn woman who is not bisexual. All women, all of them, 100%, every woman, each, every one of them, they're all bisexual. Well, but I know a woman and she's never had sex with another woman. First of all, yet. Secondly, just because she hasn't had sex with another woman doesn't mean she isn't bisexual. There's a lot of heterosexual men who still haven't had sex with a woman. The men are still heterosexual. All homosexual men were sexually or physically abused as children. Homosexuality is a form of shell shock. It is. Sorry, news. And I know this one faggot who, no. So you ask this faggot, were you abused as a child? And he says, no. Okay, here's how I prove that I'm right and you're wrong. So great, you find this fucking unicorn faggot who says that he was not abused as a child. All right, you take him to the bar and you buy him some drinks. Then you buy him some more drinks. you buy him a few more drinks, he's pretty drunk, you get him one more shot of whiskey, you have him do the shot of whiskey, then you say, so tell me about when you were abused as a child. And he will then proceed to tell you about how he was abused, probably sexually, as a child. Okay, the only reason this faggot is telling you he wasn't abused as a child is because he's not sufficiently drunk. All homosexuals were abused as children. That is how they reproduce. This is why the homosexuals sing songs about how they're going to get to your children, because they need to create more homosexuals. And the only way they can create more homosexuals is to abuse children. And so when you wonder why the Great One, the Great One comes and tells you he's an anarchist and the non-aggression principle and all, you say, but Great One, how does that jive with your homophobia? You know, once again, I'm not afraid of the faggots. I'm not scared. I'm so sick of this shit. I'm not scared of the fucking faggots. I just want them to stay away from children. And if they don't stay away from children, I think they should be shot. Because I know why the faggots are going around the children. Because they want to abuse the children and turn them into faggots. And no, when you're abusing a child, that's violating the non-aggression principle. And at that point, I'm perfectly happy to fucking shoot you. So once again, there is no conflict with the non-aggression principle. The non-aggression principle doesn't mean that people just have to stand back and let faggots fondle their children. That's not in there. Right? It's like cucking. Cucking is not in the non-aggression principle. You people, you find these things in the non-aggression principle that aren't there. And we're going to talk about the non-aggression principle in the near future because I really like girls. That's a Hank Williams Jr. song. You guys don't know that because you don't listen to Hank Williams Jr. because you have shitty taste in music like Aaron Clary. Have we talked about Aaron Clary this episode at assholeconsulting.com? If you need to know how to get the girls, you can send a message to Aaron Clary. You say, Cappy, how much would it cost for you to tell me how to get the girls? Because I need a business idea where I can make six figures in the next 3 months so that I can get the girls. And Aaron will respond with a detailed, elaborate business plan telling you exactly how to get your income up to six figures in 3 months. Because, you know, he's magic, because he could do these things. And here's the best part. There'll be no work for you involved. You don't have to really do much of anything. It's just completely effortless. All you have to do is, you know, you could just go to college and get a career, get some fur babies and get some horsies, and then just live the rest of your life as a woman. We are going to talk about the non-aggression principle because our good friend, Mr. TJ Martinell, did a podcast that I want to do a blow-by-blow response to, in which he is 97% right. And then TJ mentions and invokes and talks about the non-aggression principle and illustrates that he has no fucking clue what the non-aggression principle means. And I'm not dissing the guy because most people don't. And that's why I want to talk about it. But this is my point. See, shit like letting faggots touch your children, not in the non-aggression principle. Cucking for other races, it's not in the non-aggression principle. You know, accepting everybody, that's not in the non-aggression principle. Tolerance and diversity and multiculturalism are 100% nowhere to be found in the non-aggression principle. And if you think they are, you do not understand the non-aggression principle. You Here's the third thing that I want to elaborate on that you're going to hear Adam and I talk about tomorrow in the most brilliant episode of The Greasy Pole so far recorded. Now, here's the thing. Let me backtrack. So I started talking about this and then I got distracted. Imagine that. The Great One went tangenting, and a tangenting we go. I was lamenting how TJ and Adam were not podcasting anymore. And then TJ started podcasting, probably because he heard me whining on the internet. He's like, oh, God, that fucking Great One. He's fucking whining again. How come TJ doesn't do a podcast? I have sand in my vagina. So TJ said, all right, fine. I'm gonna have pity for the little faggot Great One. I'll record a fucking podcast so he'll shut up. I don't have to listen to him whine like a little girl. Thanks, T. I appreciate it, TJ. If me whining is what it takes to get you to do a podcast, I'll do it. Because I have no pride. I have no dignity. I have no shame. I mean, Jesus Christ, I work in theater. I don't have any fucking dignity. That's a lot funnier if you work in theater. Because then you know it's true. Oh, then you know it's true. Anyway, the format that we decided on for the Greasy Pole, and we did this like right before hitting the record button, is that I would essentially ask the questions and interview Adam Piggott. And near the end, we kind of go into more of our normal shtick of back and forth and cracking jokes and everything. But the first, 50 minutes or so is me asking Adam questions and him answering and him talking. And it's really good. And after it was done, I realized, holy shit, I think this is going to be the format for the Greasy Pole from here on out. Because essentially what I did was I just got Adam Piggott, number one, to do his podcast, which is what I've been wanting Adam Piggott to do since he stopped doing his podcast. But on top of that, because I was asking him questions, Adam was talking about exactly whatever the fuck I wanted him to talk about. So it's like getting my own personalized, individually tailored podcast from Adam Piggott. I'm just like, holy shit, this is a fucking win. This is the greatest thing ever. So I think that's what we're going to do from here on out. I haven't actually, talked to Adam about doing that from here on out, but I don't really give a flying fuck what Adam thinks. I mean, I don't care about what women think. Why would I care about what Adam thinks, right? Third thing, we talked about how black people really want to be slaves. I told the story, I think I've told this story before on this podcast. If not, you'll hear the story tomorrow about the black guy I'm working with, and I said something about how women should be property, and he says, well, if you think that about women, what do you think about me? And I said something that just was non-committal because I'm at work and I don't have time to talk about politics. But here's the answer. Here's the answer. So let's go through this whole. So all right, let's start here. Black people in the United States right now, the year 2021, really want to be slaves. Okay, let's make the equivalent. You know how women go around? Women have watched The Handmaid's Tale because they haven't read the book because they can't read because they're stupid. Right, they watch The Handmaid's Tale, and they think, oh, these evil Christian men, they want me to be pregnant and making babies. It's like, sweetheart, no, I'm a man, I'm not a Christian, but I'm a man, and I promise you, I do not want you to get pregnant and reproduce. I want your DNA to be squashed out of existence. I do not want you reproducing. Literally, Hitler, if you brought me 100 random women off the street, I guarantee you there would at most be five women in that group that I would look at them and go, okay, she is white enough and attractive enough that I want her to reproduce and pass on her DNA. Okay, literally Hitler, 95% of women should be sterilized. Okay, nobody wants you fucking broads to be impregnated and make babies. You're fantasizing because you want to be impregnated, but no one wants to impregnate you. Okay, you're projecting. Okay, niggers do the same thing. Niggers can't shut up about, yeah, white men want us to be slaves. White people want to bring back slavery. No, we don't. Okay, now, white women should be property. Here's why. Because a white woman can provide something for me. She can give me a child. She can mother the child. And she can provide me with sex, and she can provide me with emotional comforting and companionship. I mean, not she can't provide as much companionship as a dog because she's not as smart as a dog, but she can provide a basic level of companionship. White women have value. By the way, just to be clear, nothing I'm saying right now is, this is not a bit, this is not sarcasm, this is not me being funny. This is 100% the truth. This is not a bit. There is nothing a black man or woman can do for me that I can't do for myself, with the exception of smelling like a dirty jockstrap. I'm not going to breed with a black woman. A black man cannot do anything that I can't do. I do not want black people as slaves, because there is no benefit to me in owning a black man. The reason black people so desperately want to be slaves is because once black people are slaves, their white slave owners are responsible for providing the black people with food, shelter, clothing, medical care, employment, and everything else. And then they can just sit there and be parasites. So every time you hear some fucking nigger talking about how, yeah, white people just want to make us slaves again. No, I'm a white person. I'm as patriarchal, fucking white nationalist as you can get. There's no way in hell I want a fucking nigger for a slave. I don't. And when you fucking dumbass niggers sit there, yeah, white people want to make us slaves. No, it's just wishful thinking on your part. No, we white people are not in. We already wipe your asses as it is. Right? We're already fucking supporting you and carrying you as it is. I don't need to spend more of my life providing for black people than I currently am. Okay? Providing for a white woman, I would be okay with that, because a white woman can provide benefits to me in return. Black people are nothing but a fucking liability. And if that hurts your feels, I don't give a shit, because it's true. And because, as I have been for the last 16 fucking years, I am right.